Abner Maris is a world champion boxer, Olympian, sports commentator, and most importantly, dad to two little girls. Beloved by abuelas and hardcore fans alike, Abner is a pro at entertaining the world both in and out of the ring. On Blue Wire's new podcast, On the Hook with Abner Maris, we'll hear from Abner, his family, fellow athletes, and other people who made him the boxer and the man he is. They chat about topics like Abner's journey from a kid on the streets to boxing champ, sports, music, culture, and family life. Listen to On the Hook with Abner Maris wherever you get your podcasts. Episodes in English out on Tuesdays and episodes in Spanish out on Wednesdays.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Hard Reads. I'm TK Reads, this is Austin, and we're going to talk about a couple of new things, a couple of cool things to talk about. Not sure if all of them are cool, but one of them is the Armada Mango and Legacies thing that people have been talking about. We are getting like a small patch after the 9.0 patch, probably to, you know, fix a bunch of things. So the 9.0.1 patch should be coming. And the Smash Bowl that is by Gridiron Gaming. We have come up with another way to get people interested in the Smash, except this time, big money, big stakes, on the line here for a competitor. So should be a good one. Me, EE, and Coney are casting it, so blast on their back. First up, you know, Austin, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Hanging in there, doing the normal stuff. Happy apps. How about you, man? How's everything?
I'm just tired, man. Stuff has been getting mundane, but I am trying to find joy in parts of life wherever I can. So
I feel that, dude. I didn't get much sleep last night either. Like, my sleep schedule's been like all over the place this week.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna end up doing like a midnight to whatever stream because my sleep schedule's all over the place as well. So, okay. Well, first up, I didn't really get to talk about it or read about it too much, so this is definitely gonna be on you. But what is the Armada Mango and Legacies thing people have been talking about?
So basically, on the Twitter feed, someone, I forget what started it, but basically there was a lot of like comments on Twitter or from Smash Reddit where people were asking about who is the GOAT in Melee, like who is the all-time GOAT, and Armada took offense that he was not considered the GOAT and started, you know, not throwing a temper tantrum on Twitter, but just started like talking about like why he wasn't even considered for it or whatever, because in the end, like, no one really, it depends on like what part of the time frame you like considered like the best time for Melee and who has like been the most consistent and stuff. But Armada kind of took it like super far and just kept wanting to complain about it. And Mango had enough. So Mango went into the replies and started like, you know, talking about how like, well, you don't compete anymore and you're only good for like that couple. You're only like the best player for like that 1 or 2 years where Hungrybox has been like more of a mainstay. And there's just a lot of back and forth there until Mango finally ended with a good luck with your Mario runs, which was a huge thing to say. And I guess it got me thinking about what is important when it comes to like results in tournaments, and I want to get your thoughts on this too, is like, is the legacy more important than like current today standards? Granted, yes, we're in the middle of COVID, so today is not as relevant anymore, but compared to like 2019 results. Like, it's such like a tricky option, but for Ultimate, it's a more of a newer game, so there's not as much legacy going on there. But for just Smash as a whole, like, do you think legacy is important? Yeah, I mean, obviously it is, but like, do you think it's more important?
I think there's an argument on both sides. Obviously, we're not going to just discredit that Armada was dominating for quite some time.
Yes.
But the thing is, like, once he got past, he never, like, got back up there. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Once HBox started winning everything, like, that was kind of, like, the end of the era for, like, the five gods kind of, like, going at each other like that. In fact, most of HBox's losses have come, I feel like, outside of the five gods lately. It's been about, like, Zane and Plub and stuff like that. So, I don't know, man. There's, like, an argument on both sides. I do think that Armada's legacy should not be, what is that? It shouldn't be like forgotten for sure. But at the same time, I think that he should understand that because he quit right around the fucking peak of like I felt like the way that he quit, it was almost the way that like everyone feels like, I feel like a decent amount of people thought that people were quitting because of HBox. So it was like, they would lose the HBox and then out of nowhere be like, oh man, you know, I just don't have the drive, you know?
Yeah.
So I just don't have the drive to keep playing. It's like, you know, there's all these reasons why, they could be quitting, but if you look at the immediate reason, most of that stuff is like right after an HBox loss, you know? Yeah. And yeah, he didn't have a polarizing playstyle comparison to everybody else, but that playstyle worked. So, you know, do I think Armada is the GOAT? In a sense, yes. Do I think HBox is the GOAT? In a sense, yes. I just don't know how to, I guess, grade who is more of the GOAT, but I feel like as time goes on, if HBox continues to play this game, it will be a way easier argument to say that HBox is the GOAT over Armada.
Yeah. And I think there's a little bit of fear from Armada's side when he quit. Like, because it is the whole thing. Like, maybe no one knows this for a fact, but what if he's like afraid of being surpassed? Because that's actually what happened to HungryBox lately. Remember when HungryBox decided to retire from Melee for like a month or less than a month or whatever, and then he's like, and then he realized that the reason he was doing it was because he kept losing to people outside the top five, like you said, and he ended up coming back to it because he wanted to like regain that control. So do you think like maybe Armada quit because of that?
It's hard. Like, I feel like, yeah, you know, we asked him and he basically said, you know, said it wasn't because of that. He said it was, you know, it was, he was getting older, all that good stuff. But like, and that makes sense, you know. Like,
it does.
There a lot of players definitely get to the point where they're like, all right, man, you know, I'm a little older. Like, I don't really have time to practice like that anymore. But I feel like if that was the case, then he shouldn't really care too much about this conversation. I mean, I feel like a small jab or a small jest, I'm like, oh man, you guys just really forgot about me. You know what I'm saying? Something like that would have been, you know, LOL, you know.
Yeah,
well, forgot. Don't forget Armada's the GOAT, whatever. But the way that he came in hot, it did look like he was, you know,
taking action. Yeah, like there was definitely like a hint of jealousy there. Like, because, you know, like the longer back it goes, the more easily it is to be forgotten. Like, remember Ken? Like, when Ken was considered the GOAT in like the very early, like 2003-ish days, and now like no one even thinks about him anymore except for when the combo that he named. You know, the Ken combo. That's like the only time people think about him. Or right, when they watch season two of Survivor.
These people. I'm like looking through the comments right now. What people are talking about. So, I mean, like, I went to Mango's page straight up, and I see that there is a tweet from Zane in here.
Mm. They got a lot of attention from the Melee community yesterday.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, I mean, this is, you know, Mango's in here saying, I'm not going to sit here and Twitter beef with you all day. I'm not laughing. If you think I'm never going to banter or poke fun of you as a streamer because it's free content, you're insane. I already unfollowed you because seeing your name just makes me upset. I'll keep playing Melee. Jeez.
Yeah. Like, and then Mango proceeded to like have a late night stream that night to continue talking about his thoughts and stuff like that. He seemed really upset.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is the most I've ever seen Mango reply to anyone.
Yeah, right. Usually he just goes like LMAO and then like pieces out.
Yeah, man. So, I mean,
he did something similar with HBox when HBox threatened to quit.
Well, I mean, but I feel like the way that like he, I'm sure that he didn't like egg him on to quit though. I think there's some there's a level of competition. Well, there's a level of respect between them, obviously.
Because oh HBox, yeah,
popping off, and I'm sure there's a level of competition there too that Mango would like to consistently or dominantly beat this man one more time at least, to say, you know, he is the GOAT, you know, because like Mango, I mean, like he's like first or seventh. Like that's the Mango play style, bro. Like he's either playing amazingly and getting first, or he's you know, he gets in the top eight and it's kind of busters out. But you know, we'll see what happens, you know, later on. Because I mean, like this is probably a developing situation. As of right now, sure we have the information that we have right now. But I think that someone's going to end up picking this back up and making more of a stink of it. And
it's still fresh.
Conversation. Yeah. So, I mean, these tweets are like from what, yesterday? Like from, yeah. I think some of them probably are from today. So, yeah, just got to, I'm surprised I didn't even miss. But again, I haven't really been on Twitter like that just in general. So, Yeah, that would have been a. I saw a tweet from Leffen from that, but I didn't really like dive deep into it. It was just kind of like Leffen giving his thoughts, and I was like, all right, well, this is probably something that
right.
I caught it like so early though that I didn't even see any numbers. It was like, you know, it was like a 3-minute tweet. So I was like, all right, this is, you know, it's whatever. But if I would have jumped back down the rabbit hole, I'm pretty sure I would have found some pretty interesting stuff in there. So
I only heard about it because it was on Discord. Like someone tweeted, like posted on Discord. So I just clicked on it. I was like, whoa, what the hell? And then saw it. So yeah. I've also been kind of like staying off that little Twitter ground because it's good for the mental health, dude. Good for the mental health to be on Twitter all day.
Yeah.
Even though sports had a break, your business didn't. You have to keep moving, and that makes hiring more important than ever. Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier. Like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply.
Offer valid through December 31st.
The wait is finally over. Football is back. You might not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division, and champion futures all day, every day. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Moving on, though, we're going to talk about the new patch. I'm not sure. Did we talk about the... Well, I guess we talked about the 9.0 patch in general. It was like a small one, but basically, like, just looking at it, if there was a mid-tier that you played, they most likely got buffed. There's a lot of small buffs there's a lot of small buffs to rapid jabs, too. A lot of rapid jabs have lost their, like, clanking. I don't even know if that's a buff or a nerf, but for, like...
It depends.
Yeah, I guess it depends. I saw, like, you know, the video of from BP Smash 2 showing like Marth's F tilt going through jabs. And I guess it depends on like what you're playing, if that's going to work for you or not. But like, you know, them not clanking in general maybe probably makes more sense than anything else. And then Bowser Jr. Bowser Jr. And Lucario both got pretty significant buffs to kind of bring them up. Snuff. I mean, like, just quality of life buffs mostly. Nothing crazy. Like, you know, nothing that didn't kill before is now killing extremely fast. It's just stuff that like took a while to KO will now KO earlier. You can F throw for a kill, even though like basically if you're going to get an F throw for a kill, you're right in the position of getting a jab for a KO too. I played the character a little bit. The day the patch came out. Had a lot of fun playing some Bowser Jr. I always thought that character was fun, just, you know.
Time to make the switch?
Probably not. That's one of those see my Bowser Jr. tier characters, you know?
Oh, I feel it.
Yeah, the, I'm never going to put too much focus on him, but want to do some wacky stuff when I pull him out.
Yeah, I came up with the topic for the new patch because I was hoping it would be released by now, but it's apparently going to be releasing tonight, patch 9.0.1. Nice. So I guess we could probably talk about what we think is going to happen because the fact that it's coming out literally a week after means that I feel like something's bugged or something needs to be fixed ASAP. And in all honesty, it probably has something to do with Steve since he's the newest character. And we have seen those glitches on Twitter where
I saw the one where people are falling through stages.
Yeah. Like, especially against Samus. And that's I've seen multiple clips of that. Like, I just like one person, like I've seen it happen like in matches multiple times. It's like, okay, maybe this could potentially be a problem. We don't know yet, but I foresee Nintendo seeing that and being like, okay, let's fix that real quick. Because, you know, they had to change every single stage in the game for Steve. So something's going to get kind of out of whack in that process. That's probably what they're going to be touching tonight. But the replays said they are changing from the week ago. So something 100% is being changed. We just don't know what it is yet.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah. No, I mean, there's probably like, I feel like there's probably maybe like a small buff that could be added in there too for like, you know, just, I don't know, like give another character like adjusted their F tilt or something. But it's going to be like just to mask all the stuff they're probably about to do to Steve. So, yeah. Oh, right now, I mean, I'm watching all the Steve gameplay though. Like, it's definitely still not a character for me, but I have seen a lot of cool stuff.
Same.
Cool edge guards for sure.
It's just like Minecraft, dude. Like, the imagination can only take you so far, and you can do whatever the fuck you want when you're off stage like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, super cool character. Mm-hmm. You know, still looking forward to see what happens with the rest of the DLC, because I don't know what direction we're going anymore, man. Like, I have no guessing anymore, dude. Like, it's just, we all, you know, people were talking about Steve forever, you know, but like,
yeah,
everyone thought they were just memeing, and then here we
are. That meme became real, dude. I can't believe it. Because, like, you know, it's like, literally anyone is possible as long as they're a video game character, you know? Like people are talking about Master Chief getting into the game. And the way they're creating these characters, they're making them so, like faithful to the original series. Like, the way they handled Min-Min, the way they're handling Steve, like, they're getting super creative with the season 2 pass. I feel like season 1 was a little bit more like, yeah, these are Smash characters, or like, you know, Terry, he plays like Ryu and Ken a little bit, and like there was nothing really too much to make them stand out. They felt like Smash characters. And then season 2, Sakurai just like went off the chains, like, you know what, screw it, we're not making Smash characters anymore, we're gonna make these characters from these games and put them into Smash.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's working out for him mm-hmm. very much so, because I mean, like, it's just like, even if you're not enjoying the character itself, like, even if you're like, man, this is just not the character for me, the fact that like you can see these characters and all these play styles that he's put into the game definitely leads to an open imagination for what else he can put into the game. You know, as you said, Min-Min was very weird, Steve very weird, so we're just, you know, we're just trying to figure. It's like, I feel like Sakurai is just basically figuring out what else he can do.
Yeah, how far can he push the envelope?
Yeah, with the Smash character, because like the best thing about it is like none of the weird stuff is like broken or busted yet. You know, like Bayonetta was weird because she comboed harder than anybody else in 4, but then she was also busted. But like, you know, Steve is just weird because he can build blocks and has like a weirder playstyle with the mining stuff. But we haven't found anything that's making him inherently busted yet. Then you also have Min-Min, you know, her B button is basically all of her A attacks just on a different hand. But it's not weird yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not busted. So I think it's good that he's kind of toeing the line between between busted and not busted, but also making very eccentric characters.
Yeah. Like, from what little I've played and seen of Steve, it just seems like he's going to get overwhelmed by the rushdown characters, someone that just, like, gets on top of him. But, like, his advantage state is, like, some of the best advantage state in the game, you know? So, but he struggles in the neutral because of his, like, poor mobility.
Yeah. So, moving forward, though, we got the Smash Bowl. We got the Smash Bowl. You can actually catch that on Smash GG already. Extra type in Smash Bowl. I don't know what all these what this Roman numerals is. Hold on.
I literally saw it and I was like, dude, I have not played a Final Fantasy that high. I don't know what number that is. Roman, like, what is M? Is M 50? Like, or is it like? Are they trying to say 2020? Like, what is the?
Maybe that's 2020.
2021. Oh, because it's like it's the winter into.
So M is 1,000. Yeah.
So I assume you know a lot about this event that's going on.
I know a decent amount. I'm not sure how much I can disclose yet.
Word.
But, all right. So, M is 1,000. Got it. That is what we've learned today.
So, 2 M's is 2,000.
Right. And then 2 X's is 2, is 20, and then the I. Okay. Cool. So, Smash Bowl something. 20. Yeah, we learned something today here on Hard, only on Hard Reads. 2020. It says, if you look at the Smash G, it says Smash Bowl Online Invitational was the first part of the Smash Bowl 2020 series, spanning 13 weeks with $50K online. Join us from November 1st to January 31st to see 32 of our favorite players compete in a totally new competitive format. You can view the format in the playbook section here. Oh, hold on. See, that's pretty cool.
Keep that open. Now, this is, I saw that Thunder Gaming is involved with this.
Yes. I don't think they're like well, I don't know how this is working out, to be completely honest. I mean, like, I talked to Christian to get hired for it, but I wonder if Gridiron Gaming is their, like, the main thing, right? Like, these are the guys who are doing it.
But then Thunder Gaming is, like, sponsoring it.
Yeah, and Thunder Gaming is just kind of, like, bringing the money.
Got it.
You know? Just looking at the attendees, though, we can actually talk about the attendees real quick. As we already have a list of that. We have MK Leo Mars, Sonic Forever, aka Enrique Hernandez. That's Meister. So okay. I don't know why he changed.
Okay. Yeah, that was bizarre. Buzz,
Etham, Cosmos, Wadi, Leon, Pandarian, MVD, Ned, Luis, or Louis Money, Scat, Mr. G, Goblin, Best Ness, Cola, Supergirl Kells, Colonies, Epic Gabriel, Yes, Arfang, Aaron. I feel like this is definitely a player that I should know, but I think he changed his tag. 8-Bit Man, Prodigy, Spargo, Mr. E, Skittles, Laid, Big D, Sharp, Pelka, and Miles McKenzie. So some lesser known names in here, but definitely some. Mm-hmm. Names that can make a couple upsets. I'm very interested to see how Big D plays if he decides to go Ice Climbers. And the Ice Climbers also got a little bit of a buff. Now, it is Ice Climbers online, though, so it could maybe potentially mess up his timing. But I remember when I played him in tournament back at one of the Dome Parks or it's Port Priority. His Ice Climbers definitely waxed me. I think that's a hard matchup for WeFix regardless, but yeah, he definitely waxed me. And it's like the only time I've ever played against that character, though. So it was like, wow, this is, you know, a lot to learn in one city. But yeah, man, obviously got some stars in here. Totally missing, though.
It's been so long since we had like an invitational or something like that with like top players. I just kind of forget who we are missing. Was Tweak in there?
I didn't hear Tweak and I didn't hear Samsora, so. Interesting if they decided either they didn't want to be part of it or they just didn't get hit up. But I mean, we still have a really good lineup and they're still.
Yeah.
If this is an offline event, then there still is like 3 to 4 people that could, I think, beat MKLeo if it came down to offline win. So you have Mars, you got DeBuzz if he's playing right, you got Esam, and I mean, I guess the wild card would be like Cosmos, Wadi, or Meister if he was playing well. So
and Mars just won that that Gommel online thing last weekend.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah, no, Mars has been, I mean, he's been tearing it up, so. But yeah, man, like, the way they're just pretty much just making good money for everybody around, you know? Like, if you look at the prize pool split, Stage 1 players receive $500 for participating in Stage 1, and they win $250 for each set, and then a bonus $250 if they never lose a set. And that goes on throughout each stage. So just participating is going to get you some cash. And then winning will get you even more cash. So you can walk away with a little something here in this tournament or in this, I guess it's round robin type deal going on. 50K on the line. There's going to be action every week, you know, and you're going to get, I think they were trying to go with like, there's supposed to be like different rule sets each week too. But I'm trying to see how that.
Like stages or something more wacky?
It might be something more wacky. Let me look. Cause I know that always gets a little scary for people because.
Yeah,
you know, they're always like, "Well, what do you mean?" You know, like especially with money on the line too. It's like,
yeah, when that much money's on the line, like, I was always kind of shocked that this is like invitationals weren't like more commonplace this year because you know with the nature of online and Wi-Fi, you know, like there's going to be a lot of like lag and incorrect like connections and stuff. But when you make it an invitational, there's testing you can do beforehand. Like, will this match work? Will these two be able to fight each other in a good connection? That's way easier to standardize when you know the players and who's going to have to play against each other ahead of time.
Wait a minute. I found the playbook. So this is what it is. So
word.
Number one is randoms. Number two is Squad Strike. Squad Strike doesn't work online though.
Are they going to do something else?
Yeah, I don't know how they're supposed to. Number three is heavies. Number four is reverse mains. Number five is phone a friend. Number six is Pokemon Masters. Number seven is food fight. Number 8 is Sakurai Says. Number 9 is Up, Up, and Away. Number 10 is Michael Bay Movie. 11, Super Smashdown. 12, Nearly Legal. 13, King of Fighters. 14, Melee Rule Set. 15, Sammy Singles. And 16 is Switch to Rivals. So I wonder if that means they're actually going to have to play Rivals of Aether at the end, which sounds pretty funny. Now, I do have to, I'm definitely going to have to talk to him about this here, Squad Strike, though, because I don't think you can do Squad Strike online. I actually put that in the Discord.
Like, just let him know. I mean, yeah. So it looks like they're just—it's more of like a casual type of thing. Like, I mean, granted, there's still going to be a lot of money on the line. People are going to want to watch it, but it could have been an opportunity to make it like a little bit more of a serious 1v1 that Smash so desperately needs. But I'm glad that they're still just doing something to support the scene. You know, I feel like when COVID finally, eventually, inevitably calms down a bit, like we're not going to have like a big tournament because of like thousands of people. Like, cause I feel like that's still going to be like a no-no during the current climate. But I think like the first thing that we're going to see is probably like small invitationals, you know, offline. So I think that's like that's probably going to be the wave. And it's so different from what Smash and FGC are about to represent, you know, because these are like one of the very few types of games where like anyone has the chance to win if they put in the work. You just enter the bracket and you just have to beat people and that's it. And you can win, compared to like team-based games like, I don't know, like Overwatch, CSGO, where you have to prove yourself to people that you're good, consistently do well, and then get picked up by a team so that you can actually play in the tournament, you know? So that, I feel like that's one of the things that makes Smash and FGC a little bit special, is the open brackets. So, but that's going to be like one of the very last things that we'll see returning in the offline setting anyways.
No facts. Okay, so they know the Squad Strike does not work, and they're doing a different version of it. So I guess you can actually look around. It says pick 5 characters for a set. You can't use any of them more than once. You want to lose, no interchangeable Echo Fighters. So I assume that you just play like a one side game and just
like, each game's a different character.
No, it's just they shouldn't call it a Squad Strike. It's just a squad battle. So each player chooses 5.
Oh,
and the set and the length is best of 5 characters, and you can't use echoes. So, or echoes that like are straight echo, so no Peach Daisy, no Pit Dark Pit, which I mean, they're not really a straight echo, but I get what they're saying. Samus, Dark Samus, and Simon Richter. All the other echoes are fine.
Okay, I'm picking Crom, Roy, Lucina, Marth, and
I'm actually kind of surprised they didn't. Well, I mean, I guess it's far enough. Crom, Roy, though, that's those are different characters, but like, you know, I'll feel you. Yeah. But yeah, so best of 5. And I guess they just play until someone wins 3 times, so you can either get all 5 characters, or you just get 3 characters. So,
yep. Anyway. Okay, that sounds lit. I mean, it'd be cool if Squad Strike just worked online, but I understand that like it doesn't, and that'd probably require a lot of like new coding from Nintendo to implement.
Yeah. So, well, either way, that's gonna be a pretty interesting thing to develop over the next few weeks. I mean, it's starting in about 10 days.
What day is it on?
The first event is on Sunday, November 3rd. So we have, it was the 21st now. Yeah, we've got about 10 days until the first event for this. And then it's going to be, I think it's going to be like every Sunday. All right, let me go ahead and look at that real quick. I think I just saw.
It'll be on the same channel every single week, right? So people like can just know where to go.
Yeah, well, it's going to be Sunday every week from November 1st all the way to January 31st. Or the finals bracket. So we have 14 weeks.
That's a refreshing thing to see, in all honesty. Like, even if it's not like the standard 1v1 rules, just like something to look forward to watch if you're like a fan of Smash or a fan of competitive Smash and fan of these players, that like every Sunday now you can like watch this thing. Because lately, you know, it's just like, oh, we watch the Hungry Box weekly every Wednesday, and then that's it. You know, like you don't have much to look forward to. So it's this is nice to see something like this crop up. So I'm really happy to see what it's going to like turn into.
Yeah, I'm just really happy to be commentating Smash again. It's been a while. Yeah. I mean, I've been enjoying commentating other games, but I don't want to drop any games just because they fall off. I just want to continue to commentate at some point in time. So
yeah.
Either way, so definitely keep a lookout for that, guys. Next week, we'll probably have more in-depth to talk about for that. And then the weeks coming after that, we'll have a lot to talk about, seeing that we will have
tournament results.
Tournament results and things like that. So, and we can talk about the stage list and the rule set and how that worked and if it worked or not.
Mm-hmm.
But for now that's going to be it for Hard to Read, guys. If you are late to this episode and you want to watch it fully, it will be on my YouTube soon. Otherwise, you can listen to it on Apple and on Spotify very soon as well. Also, you got any final words?
Nothing much. I'm going to be casting the Arc Revo Invitational this weekend. Not Invitational, but just the circuit happening for Granblue Fantasy Versus. If you guys want to tune into that, I'll be there doing some top 16 action for the East Side. So
I didn't know you're still playing that.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's nothing really happening for it because the game unfortunately released right when COVID started. So yeah, it didn't get its chance to get off the ground, but it's cool to see Arxis, you know, going out there and still supporting the online game. So yeah, I'm still like on that bandwagon. I love Granblue a lot. Kind of hard to play sometimes when the connections aren't good, but when you do get a solid connection, you can play for hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
They'll be on twitch.tv/TSB.
TSB. Okay. Mm. I definitely like the game, but yeah, I definitely released at a time where I just...
Unfortunate, dude. I felt so bad. Because it's a new IP, you know, like a new, brand new fighting game. So like, it just comes off to like, we'll see what happens once they are able to host offline events safely again. Because right now it's actually pretty huge in Japan, but just in the West, it's not picking up any steam.
Okay. Well... Big House is Japan. That happens all the time for some reason. I feel like I think the same thing happened with Pokken for a little bit, but you know, Pokken's just got a dedicated fan base over the world.
Right.
All
right,
guys. Well, thank you all for watching again. And all the things I said before about where you can find it soon. Stay safe, wear a mask, and we will catch you next time.